Welcome to Spotlight. You're listening to WPRB Princeton. My name is Greg. This week's Spotlight, and the first Spotlight of the fall semester here at WPRB, is on the fall. So, for the next 2 hours, I will be playing music by the fall. I'll be focusing today on music from the first 5 years of the fall's existence, from 1977 to 82. But I will take some requests for any fall that I might have brought in. And at the last 30 minutes or so, I'll probably branch into side projects of members of the fall and more recent stuff if people want to hear it. But for the first hour and a half or so, I'm going to focus on what's sort of known as the classic period of the fall. And what we just heard to start the show was a little spoken word segment from Live at the Witch Trials, called Live at the Witch Trials, and that introduced a song from an EP entitled Short Circuit, Live at the Electric Circus, which featured the second incarnation of the Mini by the Fall. And I'm going to be using today a very nice and handy thing. Back in 1991, New Music Express did a full pull-out centerfold of the complete history of the Fall from 1977 till then. 14 years, 16 lineups. Now, since then, of course, there have been many, many more lineups of the Fall with only one common denominator, and that is Marky Smith, the lead singer, songwriter, lyricist. Although many of the songs are not written by Mark, or were co-written by Mark. The first lineup of the Fall was Tony Friel on bass, Marky Smith on vocal, Martin Brahma on guitar. Late 1976, they recorded, as far as we know, nothing. This lasted until May 1977. And for about a half a year, until January 1978, the band was a five-piece. And that was Tony Friel on bass, Carl Burns on drums, Marky Smith on vocal, Martin Brahma guitar, Una Baines on keyboard. And the song we heard from Live at the Electric Circus was from that lineup. It was called Stepping Out, co-written by Marky Smith and Tony Friel. We're going to move into music from the first 7-inch, or EP, by the Fall. This is called Bingo Master's Breakout, and 3-song 7-inch, and we're going to hear a song off of that called Psycho Mafia, and it's from the same lineup. Music from the Fall. That was from their second 7-inch, It's the New Thing. And that was from the fourth lineup of the Fall. And they put out the initial debut record, which was called Live at the Witch Trials. We're going to hear some music from that in a minute. Before It's the New Thing, we heard Repetition from the Bingo Master's Breakout EP, which pretty much summarizes what the Fall were about then and what they may be still about. The three R's: repetition, repetition, repetition. And we started that set with music from the Bingo Master's Breakout EP as well, Psycho Mafia. You're listening to Spotlight here at WPRB Princeton. This week it is on the Fall, and in future weeks we'll be on different things, because that's the nature of Spotlight. And Spotlight has a new time. It's 5 to 7 p.m. on Sundays. And you can go to the website at www.wprb.com to find out what's going on in the near future on Spotlight. But it proves to be an excellent, excellent program, and a chance to focus on either one scene or one band and do it right. We're going to try to do that today with the Fall. And let me tell you who was in that band at the time, because this lineup was the beginning of something important. Mark Riley joined the band on bass, and Martin Brahma was still on guitar, Marky Smith on vocals, of course, Yvonne Paulette on keyboards, and Carl Burns on drums. Carl Burns is a recurring figure in the history of the Fall. He played drums in what became, I guess, three, perhaps almost four different decades. And this lineup would not last for very long, but it sort of instigated a new thing, and that was Mark Riley, who was in the band for what became what people call the classic period of the Fall. Mark Riley started on the bass for Live at the Witch Trials, and then he moved on to guitar after that, and stayed with the band until 82. I'm going to go through a bit of the discography and focus on the recorded, the studio recordings of the Fall, and then I'm going to go back a little bit, and I'm going to play some live recordings, because recent years have produced a great number of live CDs from the early period and other periods of the Fall. And some of them are quite good, some of them are not, but in general, anything that comes out from that period is worth listening to, at least in parts. So we're not going to go by a strict chronological order, despite the beginning of this show. And as I said earlier, if you have a request for Fall music, then give me a call at 609-258-1033 or 609-258-1233. I would like to hear some requests from some early stuff, but if you have a, you know, a dying desire to hear some music from the Fall from a later period, then that's fine too. If I can fit it in somehow, I'm going to try to put in some of the later stuff at the very end of this show. This show goes until 7 p.m. So, that being said, let us move on into other stuff. This is from Live at the Witch Trials, their debut record, for which there are actually two different versions. The CD reissue has it's been reissued a couple times on CD. The original 1989 IRS reissue has excellent sound. Later ones tend to not to have as good a sound. We're going to hear it from that. But there were also two versions. There was a U.S. version and a U.K. version of this album. The U.K. version came out first in 1978. And in 1979, IRS put out Live at Witch Trials in the U.S., and it changed the lineup of the songs slightly. So in this next set, we're going to hear music from a little bit of music from both of these and try to cover a couple of songs that are unique to each of them. But this one is on both, and this is the song I think that perhaps was the first to make me stand up and realize, oh my God, the Fall are awesome. This is Frightened. Industrial Estate. And that was on the UK version of Live at the Witch Trials and on nothing else. Not the US version, at least. And before that, we heard Rebellious Jukebox, and that was from both versions, as was Frightened, which started the set. Three songs from Live at the Witch Trials and its various manifestations. Live at the Witch Trials, the Fall's first full-length record. We're going to skip a little bit of time here and a couple of things for some personal reasons. Mainly, there was a 7-inch that came out with a new lineup of the Fall where Mark Riley had switched over to guitar. And Martin Brahma left the band, as did had previously Una Baines, and they went on to form a band called the Blue Orchids. And that was... actually, their music has been reissued in a recent CD, from which we might hear some stuff at the end of this program. And, well, Martin Brahma also came back to the Fall as a guitarist in 1990 with the album Extricate. But with Mark Riley moving to guitar, they picked up a couple of members who were members for a very long time, and those people were Craig Scanlon on guitar and Steve Hanley on bass. And the Riley-Scanlon-Hanley Axe Trio were very instrumental, I think, in defining the classical period of the Fall. Scanlon and Hanley were in the band until the late 90s, and Steve Hanley's bass, some people think, was one of the trademarks of the Fall. So without him now, it's kind of It's kind of interesting to see the band. For those of you who don't know anything about The Fall, the band still exists, and Marky Smith is the only member who has been in every manifestation. He is The Fall, as he put it once. If it's just me and your grandmother on bongos, it's The Fall, and that's sort of true. And it is always very strange to me how the band can actually still sound like The Fall, even without the vocals. It sounds like The Fall when you hear them, and I guess it's because of Marky Smith. But we're focusing on the early period, and we're going to skip over the Roush Rumble and In My Area 7-inch, because I want to play a bit later. I want to play a cover of that Roush Rumble song from Sonic Youth, and also I want to play a different version of In My Area from Total's Turns, because it's one of my favorites. And we're going to move on into music directly from the second album, which is a bit of a mystery. But I think it may be my favorite Fall record. That would be Dragnet. And Dragnet came out in 1979 and was not well liked by the British press at all. And that's kind of understandable. It doesn't sound as crisp. The recording is a bit off. Sounds a little murky. And also the songs are very strange. Less pop formula and more brooding, I think. We're going to hear a track from Dragnet called Flat of Angles. You're listening to The Fall Spotlight on WPRB Princeton. Psychic Dance Hall, number 2. That's the alternate version of the song Psychic Dance Hall from the album version on Dragnet. That was available on a 7-inch called Fiery Jack, which was recorded at about the same time. Before Psychic Dance Hall, number 2, we heard Before the Moon Falls and Flat of Angles, both from Dragnet, the Fall's second studio album. If you mention, you may have noticed, I think it was in Before the Moon Falls, he makes a reference to Now We're 6, When We Were 5. And that is a reference, I assume, to the fact that the band was 6 members and now was 5. Yvonne Paulette had taken off on keyboards, and that left Mike Lee, Mark Riley, Marky Smith, Craig Scanlon, and Steve Hanley. In the following year, in early 1980, they put out a live record, which was the first of many, 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 many live records. And it was called Total's Turns, It's Now or Never, recorded from October 79 to February 80. And I'm going to take that opportunity to play something from that, and then I'm going to play some other non-studio stuff. This would be, studio of a different sort. We're going to hear some music from the BBC sessions. The Fall did innumerable, over 20, perhaps maybe more than that now, Peel sessions. They did more Peel sessions than anyone else has ever done. Why? Because John Peel loves them to death, and that's fine with me. He actually has said that he wanted to put out a box set of all the Peel sessions by The Fall. Said that several years ago, and since that time, something has appeared, but it's not a box set, and it's certainly not all the BBC Peel sessions of The Fall. But it is good, and it's one CD Peel sessions thing, which certainly is better than the single EP that was available on vinyl before that. So we're going to hear some Peel sessions from the early Fall right after we hear this track live, which is a B-side that they played live called In My Area. It has one of the creepiest, very simple intertwined guitar solo parts between Craig Scanlon and Mark Riley that I know of. It's very infectious, as are most Fall hooks. Well, more for archival reasons, I decided to play that. That was from 1977, Unnamed Location. That's from a recent Cog Sinister release called The Fall Live 1977, song called Hey Fascist. Before that, we heard Dresden Dolls, also from one of the more recent things to come out of the Fall camp, Cog Sinister. That's from 1977, very early stuff there as well. Unreleased 1977 rehearsal called Dresden Dolls. Before that, we heard Put Away from a 1978, late 78, Peel Session, and that's from an EP of the Peel Session. So that song actually didn't make it onto the recent Peel Sessions CD, although another one did from that same session. And we started the set with In My Area from Total's Turns. And you are listening to WPRB Princeton 103.3 or on the internet at WPRB.com. You're also listening to this Spotlight special on The Fall, which will go on for another hour. If you have a request of Fall music, give me a call at 609-258-1033 or 609-258-1233. We are now going to move into a period that almost anything could be played and enjoyed and considered a classic. This is Totally Wired. New Face in Hell. That was taken from a BBC session. The original of that track was on an album called Grotesque. And that's the full-length record from the Rough Trade era. There were two periods in which the band was on Rough Trade Records. And the first period was in the, well, from Total's Turns and through the single Fiery Jack, I guess. I think so. And then to How I Wrote Elastic Man, Totally Wired, Slates and Grotesque. Slates is a 10-inch and Grotesque. Actually, I guess those early ones are not on Rough Trade, but Slates and Grotesque are. And you can get, there used to be an album called In Palace of Swords Reversed, or Palace of Swords Reversed, compilation of 1980 to 83, which featured most of the stuff from the Rough Trade period. Rough Trade Records stuff. But I think that's out of, I don't know if that's in print now or not. Instead, what has come out very recently is a 2-CD thing of the Rough Trade period, which, if you're into The Fall, is a must-buy. And before New Face in Hell, we heard Pearl Art Threat from the 10-inch of Slates and Totally Wired, which was on Rough Trade for sure, on a 7-inch. And you are listening to the Spotlight special on The Fall. My name is Greg. I'll be here for another, 40 minutes or so, playing you Fall music. And if you have a request of music by The Fall, give me a call at 609-258-1033 or 609-258-1233. Spotlight is a show that you can hear on WPRB every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. And it's a rotating chair where DJs get to come in and feature something they really like. And I'm honored to be able to do the first one for this semester. And we're going to go into the next period of The Fall, which is the Camera period. Camera Records only put out a few records as far as I know. I know I actually have a record by the band called The Au Pairs on Camera. But The Fall did some 7-inches and 2 full-length records, Hex Induction Hour and Room to Live. These came out when, I guess, in between the Camera periods, Autumn 81 to Autumn 82. And the band is large during this period. Mark Riley guitar, keyboards, Carl Burns on drums, Marky Smith on vocal, Craig Scanlon guitar, Steve Hanley bass. That's all been said before. Paul Hanley, Steve's brother, on drums as well. And Kay Carroll on vocal and percussion, evidently on a few tracks, although I'm not sure which ones those are. We're going to hear music from Hex Induction Hour. I'm kind of loath to play Hit Priest, just because I think if anybody knows that, knows any music from the Fall, they probably know that song. So we're going to hear Jawbone and the Air Rifle, which has always been one of my favorites, a kind of sleeper in the discography. Well, I played Hit Priest in the end anyway. That was from the live record from 1981, A Part of America Therein, The Fall. And a wonderful recording of that album. One of the many live records by The Fall. Even released while very soon after those concerts. There's been a huge spate of live records that have come out recently, one of which I'm not going to get to, was voted on by The Fall email group as their favorite bootleg live record. That would be The Fall Live in Reykjavik, Iceland, from 1983, which was right after the, within a year after the dismissal of Mark Riley from the band. Mark Riley went on to be in a band called The Creepers. Mark Riley and The Creepers, and now is a DJ on the BBC, known as Lard, and seems not to have suffered too terribly from not being a member of The Fall anymore. But that was Hit Priest. Before that, Hard Life in Country from the album Room to Live on Camera Records. Before that, Jawbone and the Air Rifle from the other Camera record, Hex Induction Hour. So now you know exactly why it is that there's a compilation out there on Beggar's Banquet called Hit Priest and Camarades. If you ever wondered what a camarade was, that was something, I guess, that was on the Camera record label. Those records were released on various labels as reissues, including the German Line record label. I think that was the first time I ever came across it. And all these are available on CD now. When I did a Fall special, probably more than 10 years ago, I had a bunch of rare things. But nowadays, nothing's very rare, including this particular double record. And then the vinyl's still rare, but you can actually get it on CD. This is Flying Nun Records from the wonderful country of New Zealand. Flying Nun Records, 1983. I think it's one of the first 10 records that they ever came out with. Flying Nun, of course, produced tons and tons of great records of bands that had clearly listened to lots of early Fall. But the band played there in 1982, and they put out a 2-LP thing. Well, one album is at 33 and a third RPMs, and the second disc is the Encores at 45 RPM. Very soon after this concert, the band splintered out. Mark Riley was kicked out. So this is kind of a swan song. And it has a very ironic cover on it, actually. It has a Fall in a Hole is the name of the album, and it has a kind of a cartoon of a manhole cover, but also it has a clip from a New Zealand, I guess it was from, yes, Mark Riley, the guitarist for the English new music group The Fall, appears pleased to have arrived in New Zealand, and the headline is Happy Fall Guitarist, and it shows him in a very gay state walking with his bag and suitcase. The irony is that he's soon to be kicked out, Mr. Mark Riley. This is from the Encore, the last track on this particular thing. This was recorded in Auckland, New Zealand, on the 21st of August, 1982. This is Solicitor in Studio. You are listening to The Fall Spotlight on WPRB Princeton. My name is Greg. My regular radio show is on Fridays from 3 to 6 p.m. It's called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And I try not to play too much Fall stuff, but occasionally I succumb to inward pressure. This is Solicitor in Studio. Mark Riley and the Creepers with Rosalind, which is a Pretty Things cover, and that was from Rock and Roll Licorice Flavor, I think the last Creepers record before Mark Riley quit the music biz, at least the playing side of it. Mark Riley was kicked out of the Fall in late 1982 after the New Zealand concert, after the Australia and New Zealand tour, from which we heard a track live from Auckland, New Zealand, Solicitor in Studio by the Fall. And we are nearing the end of our spotlight on the Fall, and Pete is here to take over from Mr. John Weingart and do Music You Can't Hear on the Radio this week. So stay tuned to WPRB, and also tune in next week for another spotlight, 5 to 7 p.m. I'm not sure exactly what's going on next week. The schedule's a little in flux, but go to the website at WPRB.com and check out to see what DJ will be doing what special next week from 5 to 7 p.m. Solicitor in Studio by the Fall. That'll end our sort of segment on the Fall proper. I'm going to play a track from another splinter band, the Blue Orchids, which I mentioned earlier featured Una Baines and Martin Brahma, who were in a very early configuration of the Fall. They had several 7-inches and I think an album on Rough Trade Records. Cherry Red Records out of the UK has put out a CD called A Darker Bloom, the Blue Orchids Collection, and that pretty much covers most of the stuff that ever came out by that band. And in the liner notes were actually written by Mark Riley, so the former members of the Fall stick together, it seems. After that, I'm going to play or end the show with some music from Appeal Session that Sonic Youth did back in 1990 or 91, I believe. Perhaps a little earlier than that, I'm not sure. It's a bootleg of sorts, although I think that the band actually had it put out, of their Appeal Session doing all Fall covers. So their homage to the Fall was to go into the BBC studios and do 4 songs that the Fall did, including a meta cover of sorts. They did the Sonic Youth covering the Fall, who covered the Kinks doing Victoria, and so the Sonic Youth does it Fall style. We're not going to hear that track, though. We're going to hear something else, probably hearing Roush Rumble, but this is the Blue Orchids from 1981. 1980, actually. This is a song called Work.